It is time for us to check sports this morning on the Breakfast Club. And we had so much football action over the weekend. I thought that it would be nice to... No, that's not what I thought it would be nice to do, I tell you. I thought it would be nice to recap all the football action that happened. Okay. So we'll see if we can we'll see if we can manage to do all of this. Okay. Why don't we start off with the NFL? All right. Of course, in the NFL, the game last night, Tom Brady took the team down the field in the last minute and a half of the game against the Cardinals, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won 19-16. They're now 7-8 on the year. Arizona is 4-11. Taking a look at other games that took place this past weekend. Of course, earlier in the week, the Jaguars beat the Jets on Thursday. The Ravens beat the Falcons 17-9 on Saturday. The Panthers over the Lions 27-23. The Chiefs over the Seahawks 24-10. The Saints over the Browns 17-10. The Bengals over the Falcons 22-18. The Patriots, 22-18. The Giants lost in the last seconds to the Vikings 27-24. The Bills over the Bears 35-13. Texas 19. The Titans 14. The 49ers beat the Commanders 37-20. The Cowboys over the Eagles 40-34. Steelers over the Raiders 13-10. Dolphins lost to the Packers 26-20. And the Rams pounded the Broncos 51-14. And those are all the results. Coming up today, the Chargers will take on the Colts in the NFL. All right, so we got that done. Let's go to NCAA football, the different bowl games that were played this weekend. The Hawaii Bowl, Middle Tennessee defeated San Diego State 25-23. And the Gasparilla Bowl, Wake Forest over Missouri 27-17. Independence Bowl, Louisiana lost to Houston 23-16. The Armed Forces Bowl, Air Force over Baylor, 30-15. The New Orleans Bowl, Western Kentucky over South Alabama, 44-23. The Liberty Bowl, the Boca Raton Bowl, Toledo over Liberty, 21-19. Those are the only ones we're going to do from the past week, and we're not going to go back any further than that. And, of course, just my main computer now decided to reset again. The joys of broadcasting digitally when you have a problem with a computer. It's a little frightening. Just a little. Not all the way frightening. Just enough to make you scratch your head. But I'm not going to do that because I'd have to take my headphones off. All right. I will move on in our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And we will take a look at the NBA from yesterday. The local teams that played, the Celtics over the Bucks, 139-118. See if anybody else played yesterday locally. New. Today, the Nets are taking on the Cavaliers. It's the only local team playing. Tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Rockets. The Knicks take on the Mavericks. All right. Everything has stayed pretty much the same, standing-wise, in the NBA. We'll go to the National Hockey League yesterday and see who played locally. Right now, I don't see anybody that played locally, but I could be wrong the way this morning's going. One never knows. I scanned it the right day. Here we go. I got nothing for you. The last time they played was Friday. So, and they're off till tomorrow. So much for the National Hockey League. NCAA men's basketball, top 25, number 17, Wisconsin, was canceled because of the weather. And nothing was held through the weekend. So that's the way that looks. And in Major League Baseball, well, the Mets seem to be having a little problem signing a career, working through the contract, as there appears to be more medical concerns. The Giants already scrapped their contract. The Mets jumped in to sign him up. So we'll have to see what happens with that as they continue to work out that information. And right now, that is a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.